embarksustain.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Burnaby, BC. Check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CJSF 90.1 FM to learn more about us.
Welcome to the riot. And this is the Church of Stop Shopping in lovely downtown New York in the East Village. I'm Reverend Billy, and this is Earth Riot Radio. This week, Black Friday, coming right up. The celebration of the clinically insane idea called consumerism. And what is consumerism? Consumerism is the enforcement arm of late-stage neoliberal capitalism, which is a deadly way to live a life for everybody, except maybe the top 1%. Capitalism is, you know, that's the growth economy. That's the white nationalist economy. That's a colonializing concept. It's so stupid and deadly, and let's just move on from that whole idea. Except we can't help but notice we do have to comment on the fact that it produces Category 5 monster storms, atmospheric downpours, inland sea floods, flash floods, sea rise, glacial floods, droughts, heat waves, starvation, planet-wide extinction, ecocide, plus what we call civilizational collapse. I just learned that phrase yesterday from Clara Farrell at Extinction Rebellion in London. Isn't it time to hand the reins of power over to the earth? You know, because the native people, the earth cultures, they were right all along. The earth is alive, intelligent, conscious. The earth can be our leader. Somebody give me an earth-alleluia. And join us on Black Friday, this Friday, high noon, the north side of Times Square. The Stop Shopping Choir will lead us in a new chant we've invented. It goes like this. Why are we shopping while we're bombing? Why are we shopping while we're bombing? Why are we shopping while we're bombing? Wolves and coyotes, come on in. Help me now. Chant with me. Why are we shopping while we're bombing? 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 Earth is our government. Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors of thinking, and we get no response. Then we return to the earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist. Earth,
speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing earth. What earth knows is almost entirely unknown to us. The unknowable earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to represent it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
Is drowned. Are you squandering the goodwill of the people who, over the last couple of decades, maybe two decades ago, even a decade ago, I totally get your argument that there were a lot of climate deniers or that people weren't fully educated as to the risk of climate change, but are you risking turning people against your cause who the majority of the country probably are at the moment in favour of it, but perhaps not supportive of some of your tactics?
Well, let's be clear. 10, 15, 20 years ago, the reason why people weren't advocating for rapid action on climate was because there was the most successful, well-funded and poisonous and disgusting campaign of mis and disinformation coming from the fossil fuel industry, which was facilitated by people in government and in the media in order to confuse people and delay their desire and their demand for action. What we've got in the UK is one of the highest understandings in Europe of the seriousness and the severity of the crisis and really a massive desire for rapid action on the climate. So, you know, we know that these kinds of actions have kept this on the political agenda. I've been told by people like you who work in the mainstream media in the past few years, thank you for helping us to keep it up the agenda because it struggles to stay newsworthy. We struggle to keep this conversation alive. We've got a climate emergency declaration. We've got a net zero target that's inadequate. We're not even on course to meet it. Young people, people who are alive today, I think even me and most people watching this are going to live through civilizational collapse if we don't do something very serious about this and get ready for the changes that are already happening, which are catastrophic, are hitting the people who deserve it the least, who've caused it the least, and we'll continue to see that injustice play out through the crisis. So, no, I don't think we're squandering anything. I think the problem here is one of recognizing the failure of our governance systems to be able to keep us safe, to be able to face the problems that we have in the 21st century. You know, it's out of date, really, our system. It needs upgrading. We need to introduce different people into the conversation who are capable of looking at this this problem with fresh eyes and say, what should we be doing? And the first thing you would do, even a six-year-old would tell you, stop investing in new oil and gas, stop new licenses. You have to cut it off. That's what's causing the problem.
I feel like all issues come finally to peace. All art, religion, and politics are waiting to be rediscovered within a notion of peace. How can I spare you? How can we walk by each other from opposite ends of a long hallway without ripping each other to shreds?
Hello and welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has revealed a planet where specks of sand fall as rain. The planet WASP-107b lies 200 light-years away in the Virgo constellation and had already caught the attention of astronomers because it is very large but very light, earning it the nickname the Candy Floss Planet. The latest observations give an unprecedented glimpse of a strange and exotic world beyond our solar system that features silicate sand clouds and rain, scorching temperatures, raging winds, and the distinct burnt matches scent of sulfur dioxide. A team of scientists from across Europe have found evidence suggesting that Europe was not covered heavily by forest during the last interglacial period, as many have suggested, but was instead half grassland. Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Ricky Dixon told lawmakers last month that 75% of all housing units in Florida's correction system lack air conditioning, and that it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars to install it. It's not a new issue, but with the state suffering from record heat this past summer, prison rights advocates say its time has come. At the state capitol on Wednesday, Jacksonville Democratic House Representative Angie Nixon held a press conference to announce legislation requiring that each state correctional institution in the state provide working air conditioning in each room. A similar measure has been filed in the state Senate. Heat strokes are common in Florida prisons. The elderly and pregnant women are particularly vulnerable. Approximately 150,000 people are currently incarcerated in Florida's state prisons and jails. Last year, the brightest flash of light ever seen in the night sky disturbed Earth's upper atmosphere in a way that has never before been detected. A massive burst of gamma rays from an enormous cosmic explosion around 2 billion light years away arrived at Earth on October 9, 2022, lighting up telescopes around the world. The flash lasted just 7 minutes, but its afterglow was visible to amateur astronomers for 7 hours. Scientists speculate that such gamma bursts may have played a role in extinction events on Earth, as they have the potential to disrupt the ozone layer, which keeps our breathable atmosphere intact. Opponents of the Developing Atlanta Public Safety Training Center, or COP City, have adopted a new strategy to stop it from being built. Activists filed a complaint with the EPA, arguing that the 85-acre site in unincorporated southern DeKalb County is damaging the ecosystem in surrounding black and brown neighborhoods. They contend that its construction is a potential violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that could compel the EPA to put a halt to construction. An additional complaint charges that sediment discharge from the training center allegedly violated the site's Clean Water Act permit. The EPA confirmed last week it is reviewing the complaint, but declined to specify how long it would take to review the complaint and decide whether or not to open an investigation. The complaint lists many potentially harmful impacts, including that clearing 85 acres of trees has likely already increased water and air pollution in an area where 74% of the residents are Black and Hispanic, and that a smaller tree canopy is already making the area hotter, that increased waterway sediment will kill off area wildlife, that the reduction of green space will hurt nearby property values, and that the South River and its Entrenchment Creek tributary, which runs through a predominantly Black and low-income neighborhood near the center, are already a notorious dumping ground for raw sewage and other pollutants. Microplastics are now found in clouds, and scientists are wondering if it is affecting the weather. Scientists led by Yan Wang of Shandong University collected 28 samples of liquid from clouds at the top of Mount Tai in eastern China. Researchers then used computer models to determine how the microplastics could have gotten there and tested how the particles could have impacted and been impacted by the clouds. The models indicated that airflow from highly populated inland cities, rather than from over the ocean or other nearby mountains, served as the primary source of the microplastics. A team of researchers has developed a computer program that creates realistic videos that reflect the facial expressions and head movements of the person speaking, only requiring an audio clip and a face photo. Diverse yet realistic facial animations, or DRFA, is an artificial intelligence-based program that takes audio and a photo and produces a 3D video showing the person demonstrating realistic and consistent facial animations synchronized with the spoken audio. On October 31, 2023, an orca pod undertook a relentless attack on a Polish yacht in the Strait of Gibraltar. The incident lasted for 45 minutes and resulted in severe damage to the vessel, which eventually sank. The motivations behind this behavior are currently unclear, but orcas have become increasingly forceful toward boats along the Iberian Peninsula since 2020. Over the last few years, there have been numerous similar encounters with orcas reported from the waters around Spain and Portugal. These encounters vary in their content. Although some might classify these encounters as aggressive, the experts see them as a sign of more complex behavior. In particular, they think the orcas are exhibiting playful social behavior. In essence, scientists speculate these marine hunters are actually taking part in a newly developed fad that has spread among their population. They do not appear to attack the vessels or humans with any form of bloodlust, despite appearances. Infants and toddlers may be psychologically wired to thrive with high levels of sensitive care and personal attention, according to a new study conducted with multiple contemporary hunter-gatherer societies. Research led by an evolutionary anthropologist at Cambridge University found that hunter-gatherer infants received attentive care and physical contact for about 9 hours per day from up to 15 different caregivers. Scientists say that the vast majority of our species' evolutionary history, mothers probably had far more support than they currently do in Western countries. Scientists in Finland have shown that an extract of willow bark, a plant that has already provided several medicines, including the precursor to modern aspirin, has a broad-spectrum antiviral effect in cell sample experiments. The extract worked both on enveloped coronaviruses, which cause colds as well as COVID-19, and non-enveloped enteroviruses, which cause infections such as flu and meningitis. There are no clinically approved drugs that work against enteroviruses directly, so this extract could be a future game changer. And now, the sounds of extinction. On November 12th, there were 1,000 quakes in Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, and many suspect that a volcanic eruption of Fagradalsfjall is imminent. The risk is so high that Icelandic authorities excavated the fishing town of Grindavík after giant cracks formed along its roads. The activity is formidable, exciting, and scary, according to a local resident. After centuries of quiet, eruptions on the Reykjanes Peninsula started again in 2021, ushering in a new era of intense seismic activity. It seems likely that Iceland's southwestern peninsula is now facing decades of volcanic instability. And here are the sounds of seismic activity in the Reykjanes Peninsula.
And your host, Reverend Billy, back again. Iceland, an amazing place. We wish the best for the people there. I want to thank the many people that have contributed already to this brief 29-minute Earth riot. I think of the Fiery Eagles of Justice and the Stop Shopping Choir with Nehemiah Luckett on that Widening Gyre song. And Claire Farrell from the Extinction Rebellion in England, from one of her great television raves. I want to thank the Wolves and the Coyotes, Savitri D and the News, Jason Candler, our editor. You know, we are the Church of Stop Shopping, and this is Black Friday week. So we are confronted once again by the control that this, as I said in my introduction, this cultural enforcement of capitalism, the hold that it has on the American public and on the public of many people around the world, it must end. It cannot be this fossil fuel-fired system. It's not just on the retail level, but it's food, it's transportation, it's all kinds of angles
Everywhere you look, in the United States, there's fossil fuel burning. This year, once again, we will go on Black Friday morning, day after Thanksgiving. We will go somewhere in Midtown to confront this fundamentalist religion that is the strongest, biggest religion in the U.S., consumerism. And all of a sudden, what's coming into my mind is, one year, I realized how deep into people consumerism really is. We got up before dawn. It was the doorbuster sale at Macy's front door, which is a gold-plated, 12-foot-high, amazing door. And before dawn, there was the Stop Shopping Choir. We were trying to push back thousands of consumers. Some of them came from other countries. Big, big celebration of materialism. And there we are. You don't have to buy a gift to give a gift, my children. Back away from the product this year. Find a new way to give your gift. And so forth. And we're singing. And then they pushed against us with such a force when they opened the door that I was lifted into the air. And I found myself flying on my back through the door into the brilliant light of Macy's. And then they carried me some distance up the aisle and then dropped me, sort of. I was down on my back, still with my bullhorn and my costume, my collar. And it was the sexiest experience. I was lying on my back with these legs above me, these bare, long legs, kicking in the air, synchronistically kicking. Macy's had hired the Rockettes from Radio City Music Hall just up the street. Yes, there they were. I was in the middle of a sex rite. My God. And it was great. I was there for a while. They just kept kicking and kicking and kicking, and then finally they stopped. And they went away, and then, oh, the police got me, and I was arrested. Well, now this year, we have a different situation. This year, it's not so sexy. We're watching our consumerized dollar bill. We're watching the results of our so-called prosperity, our taxes, our military, where more than half of our tax money goes. And we're watching people dying every day. And I know that my listeners have watched children in great pain, covered with blood, as have we. And so it feels like a different Black Friday than we've ever experienced, looking back across the years. But one of the qualities of this year's so-called celebration of the consumer economy is it's so obviously violent. Our consumerism is not just innocent. It's not just Santa Claus. We've always said in the Church of Stop Shopping, this is a fundamentalist religion, and fundamentalism is always violent. We certainly have two kinds of fundamentalism pitched against each other in the Mideast. Well, we'll be out there shouting, why are we shopping? While we're bombing. 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 Why are we shopping?
Estás entrando en la Infinity Club. Ora stai entrando
nell'Infinity
Club.
You are now entering the Infinity Club.